You're listening to the Manifest Miracles podcast, dialed into the frequency of abundance, always and in always. I'm Michelle J. Lamont, a manifestation master, author, speaker, and coach. And for the last 5 years, I've obsessively dedicated my life to uncovering, dissecting, and analyzing every aspect of the practices and modalities in which we call manifestation. We truly are more powerful than we can even imagine, and fully capable of manifesting miracles on the daily. Now, I can't tell you which thought leader or topic we'll be discussing in our 30-minute pod, but I do guarantee that in every single episode, you will learn something about your divine power, the collective, and how to attract or manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. So let's get started manifesting your miracle right now. Welcome, 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 welcome. My name is Michelle Juanita Lamont, and I am a manifestation master, author, speaker, coach, and podcast host. And we are here, you and I, in this moment in time, collaborating with the unity of the divinity of the creator that created every single thing in every galaxy, on every planet, in every solar system, from here to infinity. And we are here to manipulate, control, master, and understand energy. We are energetic beings. And if this is the first time you're tuning in, and this is the first time you're getting tapped on, and this is the first time you are turning into the divine alignment of your life, welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Because you have been here the whole time, whether you realized it or not. And if somebody shared this podcast with you, that person, their energy, the universe is using to collaborate and to coordinate all the things that are possible for you. They see what you can't see. They know what you don't know. They believe in you beyond repair. So that person, that is an earth angel to you. And if you have shared this podcast with at least 5 people, and invited this vibration into the collective, you are a part of the solution of raising the vibration of the collective, of using your gifts and your talents to allow people to manifest things into their reality because you see it for yourself and you know it for yourself. And if you don't know what I mean, well, strap in, baby, because this is a very, very, very personal and profound message today. I'm finally going to talk about manifesting whether or not you have dealt with your daddy issues. And it might seem such an odd topic to talk about when you're talking about manifesting, but really and truly, it can be any sort of parental figure in your life that has created part of the story and the history of you. And we are going to unpack that suitcase right now. So if this is your first time tuning in, I welcome you from anywhere around the world. We're listened to in 64 countries. I haven't checked the numbers this week, but last week I was somewhere of 55,000 something subscribers and listeners and all that sort of music. So there's a whole revolution happening here at Manifesting Miracles with me, Michelle J. Lamont. And if you want to get hold of me, you certainly can. I have a website, michellejlamont.com. And you can go into iTunes and write a beautiful review for me. That's the cost of admission. And the other cost of admission is if you're on Spotify, to hit those 5 stars where the title is. Didn't even know that was a thing until last month. So now I'm starting to ask. And I want you to understand that when you do these things, what you're doing is you're raising the vibration of the collective because we are here as a collective energy. This is Earth, the teaching planet. And we are a universal energy. What do you think it's called? Uni, because it's one. We are all one singular vibration here on this teaching planet to understand and to communicate and to master the energy of our divine alignment. And so many of us get so lost along this path and we become defeated and we become depressed and we become anxious and we become insecure and we become disenfranchised and disillusioned with life. And we seem that we're always aligning with terrible situations after terrible situations. But the truth is when we're out of alignment, we can only attract what we are like. And we find comfort in pain, well, we're going to manifest more of it. And when we find comfort in loss, well, we're going to be surrounded with people who enjoy loss. And at a certain point, that story of the father or the parental figure who abandoned you or abused you, the grandfather, the uncle, the father, the brother, the parent, the mother, whatever it was, that person was part of your path and you were in theirs. And through this work that you're going to be doing here by listening to one of these podcasts every single day, you are going to use this podcast as a tutorial to elevate the energy of you, a divine light being, here on this teaching planet. And you've aligned yourself with this podcast, Manifesting Miracles, with me, Michelle J. Lamont, because you know that you are sick and tired of living in this energy of lack, living in this energy of doubt, living in this energy of fear. Worst of all, shame. And so many of you have listened to episode 2, and I thank you. I think there was like 25,000 people have listened to episode 2. If you haven't listened to episode 2, I beg you on my knees to go in and listen to episode 2, episode 12, episode 44, episode 49. The heavy hitters are obviously how I manifested Oprah, how I manifested my $1 million view home. Those are wonderful ones to study, because I set up each and every podcast as a tutorial, because I don't know that I'll ever have the opportunity to speak to 55,000 or 150,000 or 250,000 or 2 million in any other way. And so I've allowed my vibration to be used in this way in order for you to go in and use these tutorials absolutely free in whatever time you want. So if you're going to tell me that you don't have 30 minutes each and every day to listen to another one of my podcasts, you're a fucking liar. You're not ready to transform your energy. You're intimidated by your own power, because what I truly teach and what I truly share is how to evolve into your super self, into the highest and the most spiritually aligned version of the energy trapped inside the house called the body. See, we are energetic beings, and we are here to, with a team of light, with people from other galaxies, connected with the creator God who created everything. Everything that ever was and will ever be is the dominion of the universe, and the universe is the dominion of God. And through this ability is your purpose and your path and your alignment, and you're absolutely protected on this journey. You didn't come here alone. You're not going alone. You weren't dead and now alive. That is ridiculous. You are an energetic being, and depending on your life path number, I'm a life path 9, so I'm here as the last form of energy for this existence. And this is my clarity. This is my time to coach. This is my time to teach. This is my time to rise. And as I rise, everybody rises with me, because this ship is divinely blessed and led for me, for you, for all of us. All of us are here to co-collaborate with the universe. And so because so many of you have listened to that episode, and so many of you have said that you can't forgive, how could you forgive your father after he did this to you? How could you do this? How could you do that, Michelle? I thought I would address how and why I finally had the opportunity to align myself with a higher vibrational self, a self that could really be a creator in my reality. And there's so many theoretical reasons why we want to release and forget this and move forward and into the path of forgiveness. But so many of us just can't. We believe that if we forgive, then what they did didn't matter. We believe that when we forgive, that what the action they took against us was for nothing. But that's just not the case. And so a lot of people want to know, how did I forgive my father? So let's just start at the beginning. And if you don't know this story, this is the one time I'm going to tell it. And so here it is. When my mom was a first generation American, and she came here from Buga, B-U-G-A, Colombia, very small town. There's only one light. She grew up in a shack with no floors. There was dirt floors. And she came to the United States and learned English on Sesame Street and married my father, and they had 5 children. And before that, my father was married, but he divorced her to marry my mother. And at the age of 10 and a half, my mom was diagnosed with undifferentiated lymphomic cancer. And by 11, she had died, or right before my 11th birthday, she died. And at that point, up until that point, I had been a daddy's girl, really and truly spoiled and pampered by my dad. He would take me to Swenson's, I think that's the name of it in California. We lived in Calabasas, Swenson's ice cream. And he would just take me and him, and we would go and get ice cream. And he always thought I was so clever because I got bubblegum ice cream so I could have the ice cream and then save the bubblegum for later. And this cleverness ensued into a lot of other areas, whether it was creating universes in my room, having imaginary friends, which now I know is my team of light and angels who are back now and very functioning and following and communicating with me all the time through angel numbers like 222 and 444 and alignments and manifesting this $1 million view home and manifesting celebrities and vacations and manifesting dolphins on command. But to go back to that moment in time where my world was destroyed in just a moment, on July 17th, my mother died. And right after that, that was in a hospital in Houston, Texas, named MD Anderson, and it's a specialty hospital just for cancer. And there, that would be her coffin. And she would die soon after getting there. And it was July 4th. And we were looking out the window, and she said to all of us, you know, mira niños, solamente aquí en Estados Unidos, only here in the United States, ellos van a poner las bombas, they're going to put the fireworks, para toda la gente para mirar, for all the people to see, porque solamente en Estados Unidos, because only in the United States do they care so much about the sick and the injured that they make sure that the fireworks can be seen from the hospital. And in that moment, I knew that I would work very, very hard to be that American dream, because I was the very first one. My brother was born in Colombia, and no other person from her family had made it to the United States but her. So I am born, and then she dies, and I have this incredible relationship with my father where if my mom was mad at me about something, I would run to my dad and be like, but daddy, do this and daddy, do that. So I thought, I had this great relationship with him and that he was just the greatest father that ever lived. So after my mom died, he took my oldest brother, Jacques, and my younger brother, William, we're 11 months apart, down to Galveston, Texas, and there was a boardwalk and there was a pier. And there's a photo of me with one of those, you know, t-shirts with the little, they shred it and they put the little beads at the bottom of it like you're on vacation because we were at the beach. And there was a viewfinder on the pier, and my brother was on the beach. And at that moment, I had no idea that my dad was deciding to give me away. And at that moment, I had no idea how dramatically my life was going to change. We grew up with housekeepers. We traveled the world. My very first photo was a passport photo. My mom wanted to see everything and go everywhere. And I think, don't settle into a home or a child or a marriage or anything until you've really evolved and seen everything you want to see and done everything you want to do and tried all the different careers out, because you only get one shot here on this teaching planet called Earth. And it's time for you to understand that you are a manifesting manifester and you are the creator of your reality. And so as I'm sitting there on that pier, having no idea what was coming, we go back to Dallas, Texas, and we go to school. And one of the things that my dad used to do was pick me up from school once a month, and we would have a daddy-daughter day, and we would just skip school and go to the movies or go shopping or do something. So when they called my name over the speakers to come down to the office, I was, oh God, I was so excited. I remember grabbing my backpack and running down the stairs because my dad would never tell me when it was, but he would just surprise me. And we get down and I run downstairs and I run as fast as I can. And I run up to him and throw my arms around my waist. And he was like, hey, we're going to be heading out right now. Get everything you can out of your locker. Didn't think anything of it. Get everything out of my locker. He's like, is that everything? I said, yes. We get in the car and it's not like normal. And he's not looking at me and he's not asking me any questions. And I can just tell that there's something going on. And we drive 3.5 hours to a city called Waco, Texas. And we go into a place, campus, go past security, go past all these buildings. It was probably 20 miles long, this facility called the Waco Children's Methodist Home, where I would soon become an orphan at. And we went inside and they asked me to take a test. And I had already skipped a grade and I was already very, the universe had already shown my dad the uniqueness and the special of me. But you see, we have soul contracts. We have soul contracts with the parents, with the brothers, with the siblings, with the villains and the victors of our life. And so when we move into the processing this energy, we are here to have that suffering. We are here to have that expansion. Why do you think it's called growing pains? And so my dad pulls up to the building and he says, go inside and do what the people say and take the test. So I go upstairs and I take this test, and it was pretty rudimentary for me because I was a little bit more advanced than what these tests were asking. And I look down outside and see at the time my dad had a Mercedes and he had car dealerships. And the Mercedes had a very specific sound that it made when it started. It was quite loud. It was a diesel Mercedes. And I remember hearing it starting up because I was sitting by the window, and I look out the window and I see John open the trunk of my car, of his car, and take out 3 trash bags. That would be the contents of my life moving forward. So I started out in this world with 3 trash bags and somebody abandoning me. But I really felt like that's what that was. And I didn't understand. I got so jaded by this. I got so hurt by this. I got so offended. Why would he do this? Why? I would soon be verbally assaulted, physically assaulted, and even sexually assaulted there. I would never celebrate a birthday. I would never have a Christmas present with my name on it. And he kept my brothers and my sister. And this was very torturous for me because why were they better than me? What was wrong with me? And so this thought of me not being worthy started at 11. And maybe that was always the path for episode 2, my suicide story. And so on this journey of moving away from my family and having no connection with them and not knowing anything about them or talking to them, and they would come in and out of the orphanage themselves as punishment, but then he would take them back home and not me. So it was a very complicated thing to process as a child, but I just really thought, that's not my family. I don't have a family. Which then led to me marrying the first guy that was nice to me, who was a narcissist. And then I would endure quite a lot of verbal and mental and emotional abuse because I still was stuck in the chapter of anger, of hate, of disillusionment, of pain, of suffering. And then fast forward to the day that I decide to divorce him, and then I think there's no other solution, so I won't go into it because episode 2 is dedicated to the whole path of that. I attempt suicide and my spiritual awakening starts, which then would eventually 4.5 years later lead me to start this podcast and a mini revolution called Manifesting Miracles with Michelle J. Lamont. And so during my practice and the evolution of this energy called Michelle J. Lamont, you know, I say that because, you know,
it's 3 o'clock
and now we know what time it is. We're all here with a divine path and a divine purpose. And so I went to college and did all the things, but it really was I don't know how to explain it, but so many of the people that I knew that was in that place ended up becoming prostitutes and drug addicts and divorce after divorce, DUIs, etc., because their daddy issues or their epidis parental issues were never really resolved. And so, you know, even the term daddy issues is kind of insulting to me because, you know, growing up with your dad by your side is a privilege that a lot of us don't get. And we can't deny that growing up in an incomplete and emotionally healthy family isn't a wonderful thing to experience. But so many of us choose this path before we come here of this separation so we can break free from the norm and break free and create our own story and create our own vibration and become the creators of our reality and forgive the unforgivable and move past that lack and that fear and that shame. And that was me as well. So as I go through these practices and these modalities of understanding spirituality and how to create, and that I was here to lead and I was here to help others lead and I was here to be a teacher. That's why I created. I'd never even listened to a podcast when I started my podcast. I didn't want anybody else's energy in my brain. I meditate and they said, do it your way. I meditate and they said, make them all the time. I meditate and they said, if you do it, they will come. And boy, did they come. And do you guys come? Woo! Love you. Love you. Love you. Love you. By the way, I love you. 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 You are so worthy. You are so protected. You are so divinely blessed. And so as we move forward in this energy of our path, and we start to realize that we are protected, and we start to realize that things are our versions of creation, I wanted to be so free and so impassioned that I wouldn't have anything holding me back. So one of the things that I learned about and studied or went to go try to have done was a Reiki session. And a Reiki session is when somebody is a master of energy and they use their energy over your body through instruments, through their vibration, and through their hands of healing. It's a very powerful, if you find a wonderful practitioner, it's life-changing, and I did. And she was a psychic and a Reiki master. And so here I am thinking I'm all that and a bag of chips, and I'm going to go to the Reiki master and she's going to put her hands over me and she's going to put her vibration over me and she's going to be like, oh my God, you're so healed. And you have all these wounds and they're all closing up and blah, blah, blah. And I just, you know, hadn't forgiven John, but I also had kind of just set it aside. And I hadn't forgiven my husband, but I'd also just kind of set it aside. And I was just like, I'm not going to talk about it anymore. I'm not going to be a vibrational match to that. And as she's putting this instrument over my body in my stomach, which is your gut chakra, I jolted up. I was like, and I was transported back in time to when I was on that pier and I could see my two brothers and I could see my dad and I could see myself. And I heard my dad say, it's not healed yet. And it was so profound and so powerful. I knew I had to go to that pier, which was 6 hours from my house now, maybe 8, maybe 10. It's quite a distance from Dallas. I don't remember anymore. So at the time I was friends with a reporter and I asked her if she would go on this little adventure with me. And she did. And we drive down to Galveston, Texas, and we get down to the pier and it's changed quite a bit. It's now very, touristy. And you had to pay to get in. And before it was just like a little fishing pier. Now it has carnival rides. But the three periscopes, the things that you look out, were there. And I was immediately drawn to them like a magnet. And I went up to the first one and I put the coins in and I didn't feel anything. And then I went up to the second one and I put the coin in. And all of a sudden, I was transported back to the day after my mother died. And I could look through the periscope and I could see my brother as a little child again. And I could feel my dad right beside me. And he tells me, I did this and I would do it the same every single time. And as I'm looking through the periscope, crying and being so frustrated, like, Even in your death, you're not sorry. Even in your death, you don't want forgiveness. Even in your death, even as energy, you wouldn't do this different? And he said, no. And the reason I did it, Michelle, is because I knew you were special. And I knew that this was the only way to separate you from everybody else. And not saying that my brothers and sisters weren't special, but our soul contract was this divine alignment. And there's no wasted suffering. And in this communication behind me, my friend was shocked. She said, my arms were going up in the air. I was obviously having a conversation with somebody. And I said, why won't you say sorry? Why won't you tell me that you missed out on all these birthdays and you weren't there when people were hitting me and you weren't there to protect me from the assaults and you weren't there to protect me from the marriage and you were never there in my life and why and why and why? And he just calmly said, this was always your path. And in that moment, I understood to forgive. And I felt this overwhelming feeling and I pulled away from the periscope and collapsed on the boardwalk and just started bawling my eyes out. And I knew that forgiveness was coming and it wasn't for him, it was for me. And after my suicide, and you can listen to episode 2 and find out what I say, but I heard the story from Dr. Wayne Dyer that forgiveness is about you forgiving the suffering so it's no longer the master of your energy. You see, the person who raped you, the father, or the grandfather, the uncle, the mother who assaulted you, the person who victimized you, they were there for your evolution. Because if you can forgive that, you can forgive anything. And if you can forgive anything, you are pure love energy. And when you are pure love energy, you can manifest anything. Because manifestation is the art of bringing something from thought to reality. But your reality can only be created by the vibration and the frequency in the energy in which you are. And so as soon as I was able to, it was about a year and a half later, I had the suicide, I divorced, and I was able to have that clarity and forgive John. I was instantly able to forgive my father. I was instantly forgive the next person and all the people on this long list that I had vendetta for. And I used to say terrible things like, I hope that karma gets them. What an awful thing to say. They're going to get theirs. Oh, horrible. I used to say, I hope they get anal rectal cancer, because I thought that would be so painful to have that type of cancer. Because I had so much venom inside of me and I hadn't sucked the venom out. And I allowed the snake who gave me the venom to be my master. But the narcissist, the person who came to be that role for you, was here to free you from those shackles and those bonds. And yes, there's a lot of different ways that daddy issues show up for you in your life. And a lot of different practices will tell you, you know, just forgive, and they don't understand because they've never done it themselves. And so what I'm here to tell you is that you are here to create and you are here to forgive. And whatever has happened to you in your past was a part of your soul path, and a part of the reason that it happened was so you would evolve. And a person with a complex that has you develop these unconscious impulses to create and recreate these unhealthy relationships. I substituted John with my ex-husband. I substituted friends with that need to be loved and adored. So I'd go overboard. I would accept the worst type of treatment from everybody in my life. And if you're a girl with a daughter figure, you develop unhealthy relationship with men. If you're a man, you develop unhealthy relationships with women. And if you're non-binary, then you're just out there creating a lot of chaos. And so your life just becomes very chaotic. And so the signs of that, you know, there are stereotypical signs, like, you know, you're interested in people that were the same age as that person. That you know, you're too clingy and you're too possessive. And if any little bit of love is shown into your life, you have an instant fear of it leaving you. So much so that just the thought of it can put you into tears and can shake your core. But when you've forgiven everybody and you love yourself wholly and completely and divinely, then those vibrations won't happen, because if you love something, you absolutely want to let it go. Because when it comes back to you, you knew it was always that alignment for you. And you don't have that anxious behavior, that strain about abandonment in your reality because you've forgiven it all and you understand that you created it. And this is a very complex thought. And the rabbit hole of this vibration can shake you to your core. And I understand that. And it's why it's hard to discuss in a podcast, because so many of you have created this reality and you feel like you're the victim of it. But there's an episode called Victim or Villain, Why We're Both. And I want you to listen to that one too. And again, this can be suffocating for us because we just feel like everybody we meet lets us down and everybody we meet hurts us. And over and over and over again, well, you're recreating it and you're recreating it and you're recreating it. And you attract abusive partners. And that's what I did, whether they were through friends or my husband or relationships, whatever it is. And a lot of people become super sexually promiscuous. And this is a kind of love that hurts you, and you want it to hurt you because you don't feel worthy of the kind that doesn't. And you never, ever want to be alone. You have the TV on, you have the radio on, you're watching Instagram, you're watching TikToks, you know. And I don't know what year this is, but this is the year 2022 that you're listening to that I recorded this in. But maybe it's the year 2032 or 2042, and I'm no longer here in the human body. And that's okay. Because the second that you listen to this podcast, you and I are connected. And the second that you share this podcast with somebody, you and I are forever in alignment. See, every week I meditate and I ask that everybody who shares this podcast receive a miracle today. And I light a candle in your honor every Monday. And I want you to know that if you are dealing with these issues, if you grew up without a parent or fatherless, and if you've lived with an abusive relative or an abusive person, and if these are saying yes to these things, then the emotional unavailability of you is how you're manifesting. And that abusive and violent situation is in your cells, it's in your organs, it's in your DNA, because you haven't released it and you haven't cleared it. And you grow up struggling with the mental health problems because nobody teaches you how to meditate. Nobody teaches you how to journal. And they don't teach you about manifesting. Because if everybody was empowered and everybody was awake and everybody was aligned and everybody was aware and everybody understood that we're all just playing characters in each other's game, how different we would all be. And we would all be here as one universal energy helping each other. And so you might look for the sugar daddy. And I have an episode about that. When God is your sugar daddy, fear is a liar. And you look for partners that provide these solutions because you believe that you need that and you don't. And that the toxicity of the relationship, the ruined ideology of these relationships gets stuck in time. They get stuck in that moment when you hear the door opening and the abuser walks in, or you hear the car starting and you can't turn that sound off in your energy. And all of these things are understanding that you are not broken and that this suffering was not wasted and that you came here to be a creator in the reality to release this energy. And at the end of the day, my dad, he didn't do it because he hated me. He didn't do it because he wasn't a good father. I don't know. He did it because he knew who he was about to become. He ended up becoming a raging alcoholic, losing his car dealerships, losing our house. My brothers and sisters grew up, went from lavish to abuse from him, physical abuse, mental abuse. They moved around because they couldn't afford where they were living. They had government assistance, and I had stability. No matter how terrible the situation was, I did have that. And so at the end of the day, the love that we want, we have to give to ourselves first. And the very first step is forgiving that energy. And then forgiving yourself. Forgiving yourself for who you had to become to survive in this world. Forgiving yourself for all the choices you made based in that reflection of you? Because in the mirror, you were looking at somebody who nobody wanted. In the mirror, you were looking at somebody who nobody took seriously, that they only saw as somebody they could take advantage of and they could abuse. And so now we have to change that view in the mirror. And it starts with forgiving, and it starts with understanding. And I wanted to share my daddy issues with you today because the term itself is kind of insulting. And it wasn't that I had a daddy issue, because love should be a two-way street. And the person you should love yourself the most is you. And once you have that stability, because you've let go of the anger and you've let go of the frustration, you can start creating loving relationships in your life with your pets, with the people around you, with everyone that you manifest into your reality. And so when you're trying to manifest and you still can feel the venom and the anger and the frustration and the bewilderment and the abuse of that relationship, then you are still creating in that vibration. That was chapter 3. Not chapter 6, not chapter 12. There's so many more versions of you that you are here to evolve into. And you can't get stuck in a timeline that prevents you from being the creator of the reality that you came here to manifest. And from somebody who hated her life so much that she planned her suicide for many months, to somebody who is now living beyond the greatest dreams that she ever had. From somebody who started out with 3 trash bags of clothes at the age of 11 and a dad driving away from the daughter he created, to being here on this microphone telling you that I love him so much. I forgive him. I know we had a soul contract, and I understand that relationship is over. And to the people who abused me physically and sexually, I forgave them. And to the husband who abused me verbally, emotionally, and mentally, I forgave him. And I want only the best for everybody, and especially for you. You are a divine light being. God loved you so much. He put you in a body, on a soul here on this planet, so you could bring light to the collective. You could bring light to consciousness. You could be the creator of your reality. You could manifest the miracles that you came here to create. Once you understand and you let go of those low vibrational energies, you see, you're powerful beyond measure. You are powerful. You are protected. You are blessed, and you are divine. And I know it's so hard to see it when you're in that other energy, because so many people try to tell me, you're so angry, Michelle. You're so bitter. You're so, you have just venom in you. I could just rip somebody from head to toe apart because I didn't like their energy, because I could tell they were a user. I could tell that they were just going to come and take advantage of me. I could read people like a fucking book. And so now I'm telling you that it's time for you to forgive it. Now is your time to let go of this energy. And if you need more support, I've got it. I offer a free discovery call. A discovery call is for you and I to connect for 15 minutes and tap into this energy and open up this abundance in just a little bit of time to let you see who you really are. And then if you want an hour, you can buy an hour. If you want 2 hours, you can buy 2 hours. If you want 6 weeks, you can do that. I do my coaching in 6 weeks, 90 days, and 6 months. And then I also offer courses, coaching, and a community. Now, starting in April of 2022, I am offering a coaching program. And you have to do an interview with me to get into it. Not everybody will be accepted, because I have to make sure that you're ready to help others. And in the process, I will help you get on that path. So if you feel that that's your calling, I now am going to be offering that as well. But right now, I want you to be the best realtor, the best publicist, the best hairstylist, the best marketing expert, the best personal trainer, the best chef, the best photographer, the best of whatever it is, artist, esthetician, salesperson. I want you to flow with ease. I want you to be the best daddy. I want you to be the best mommy. I want you to see how powerful you are. I want you to know that you are never alone. You didn't come here alone. And now, by being in alignment with this podcast, you can go back and listen to an episode every single day. I set them up as tutorials because I know I will only be here for so long. And I love you. And I want you healed. And I want you whole. And you can even come and do an immersive program. So for 2 days, you come down here and I create an agenda just for you. And I have hotel partners so you can wake up and go to sleep right there on the beach. And then all day long, we're working together. How does that sound? And I know it's hard. And I can feel all of you saying, but you don't understand. I do. And I can hear your little brain saying, no, fuck that. And I get it. I wasn't ready. And then when I was, fuck, I wish I could just hand you a magic wand so you could get from where you want to be, from where you are right now to where you want to be. But I can't, so I make these podcasts instead. But I can help you if you do what I ask. If you start reading those books, if you start listening to these teachers like me and others, and you start that path of forgiveness. And if you have doubts and you have fears and you have anxieties, it's because you've never gone that way. And so you've taken that moment in time, and instead of it being a lesson, you made it a part of your personality. And then people say, oh, well, you don't know she's been through so much, or he's been through so much. That's why he's like that. No, that's not the reason. It's because you're stuck into that pain and into that suffering, and you can't manifest what you want there. And when you get through to the other side, you can manifest dolphins, homes, celebrities, money, whatever it is, because that's the truth of manifesting. You become an aligned energy with all that you want, because you and the energy are exactly the same and you're experiencing each other equally. Boy, this was a hard one to do. Okay, it's time for me to wrap this up because I don't want to keep you on any longer, and it's been a very, very long podcast. So from me to you, I want you to know I love you. I want you to know that you're special. I want you to know that you're chosen. I want you to know how protected you are. So book a discovery call with me. All you have to do is find me on Instagram, on LinkedIn, or on my website, Michelle J. Lamont. It's all the same. You can even email me at info@michellejlamont. Here on the podcast, how you found me, there's show notes. And those show notes have all the ways to book with me and all the ways to contact me. I love you. You're protected, you're divine, and you need to get on to this path of fulfillment, of energy, of enlightenment. I don't know what your life path number is. I don't know what your astrological sign is. But I know that you're divine. I know that you're blessed. And if you found this podcast, it's time for you to manifest your miracles. So I'm going to wrap up. And I'm here to tell you that I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. And everything is always working out for you. Everything is always working out for you. Everything is always working out for you. Everything, 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 everything. Please go in and write a review. Please invest in yourself with your energy, your time, your money, your opportunities, your forgiveness, all of it. I'm waiting. I'm here. I'm prepared. And it's like thousands that I've worked with, and thousands and thousands and thousands and hundreds of thousands yet to come. The universe will bend to you because you and the likeness of that energy are not separate. You and God are the creators. I am a creator of my reality. So until next time, I'm Michelle Juanita Lamont, and it's time for you to manifest your miracle today.